join me in prayer. We're going to go to the Lord right before the sermon. Father, as we prepare to learn about how hospitality relates to Sabbath, we are immensely thankful for the kindness and welcome that you extend to us. It's incredible to discover in your word that such a high and holy God loves us and delights to be with us. Thank you for sending Jesus to confirm that truth, to also establish the Lord's Supper as an ongoing invitation to join you around your family table. Help us as a congregation to be people of peace who not only receive your hospitality, but also extend it to all who enter this place, regardless of their background and their struggles. Lord, it can be hard to feel welcome and wanted in this world, but your church can be a place of refuge and refreshment to those who are weary and carry heavy burdens. Through the power of your Spirit, we can help them find rest for their souls as we abide together in Jesus. I also want to express my heartfelt appreciation for other churches in this area who also extend your hospitality in this dark world. There are so many people with so many needs, and I am grateful beyond words for other local congregations who extend your warm welcome to people from all walks of life. I want to thank you for active partners like Pastor Brent of Forestville Church and Pastors Dee Dee and Arlen and David at Mount Carmel Christian Church and Pastors James and Stephen at Clough Pike Church. Thank you, Lord, for them. And thank you for the group of pastors who invited me this week to address and encourage them. And for several of us who are going to get to be receiving some training together very soon. Lord, I love these partnerships and I'm so grateful. I would not want to do life without them. Additionally, Lord, I want to ask your continued blessings on Pastors Barney and Mark and the elders at Pierce Point Church as they lead through a particularly heavy season of ministry. Please fill them with a double portion of wisdom and grace. Thank you for the opportunity we had to spend time together this week. And finally, Lord, I want to ask that you please strengthen a new local pastor named Ben. He's starting a church called Reconciliation Church in our community, and I've really enjoyed his humble learner spirit and how other area pastors have extended him hospitality. There's so many people to reach with the gospel, and we need more churches that are willing to share the load so that once people hear about Jesus, their faith journey can be well supported by welcoming communities of care. As Tim helps us understand God's hospitality towards us this morning as it relates to Sabbath, may it stir in us a desire to be a family that welcomes others like you receive us. We pray all these things in your holy and precious name. Amen.